Books on Tape presents Copy This, Lessons from a Hyperactive Dyslexic Who Turned a Bright Idea into One of America's Best Companies, by Kinko's founder, Paul Orfila, and Ann Marsh. Forward. When Paul Orfila was in school, he struggled mightily, just as I did, with reading and writing. In grade school, I relied on classic comics to understand the books that the teachers assigned, but that I couldn't read. In college, Paul used Cliff Notes and watched great plays on TV to survive a literature class. It's not surprising that as kids we both focused our energies outside the classroom. I sold chickens, eggs, and fertilizer. Paul sold vegetables. And we each became interested in the stock market in our early teens. Back then, not much was known about dyslexia. All we knew was that we were different from other kids in the class, and we had to work much harder to keep up. We also didn't know that many other talented individuals went through similar difficulties in school. When he was a kid, Albert Einstein had great difficulty remembering words and written material, and was told by his teacher that he would never amount to anything. What that teacher didn't know is that Einstein's deficits shared the same brain with his extraordinary vision as a physicist, one that profoundly changed the way we understand our world. The same is true of many successful entrepreneurs in the business world. That's why I'm glad that Paul Orfila addresses this issue in his autobiography. Even though there have been great scientific advances in understanding how the human brain works, there is still tremendous stigma for kids and adults who do not learn in ways widely considered to be the educational norm. I've often thought that the obstacles I faced in school helped to shape me as an entrepreneur. It wasn't until business school, when I was able to concentrate on business and economics, that I really came into my own. That experience taught me that everyone has their strengths and challenges. It highlighted the importance of teamwork and showed me that the combination of many different strengths produces a better outcome than one person working alone. That's a perspective that has had a profound influence on our management philosophy and in our relationships with our clients. As you read the engaging story of how he started and built Kinko's, you'll see how Paul Orfila's difficulties with learning inclined him to treat his fellow workers and customers with real humanity. Copy This is filled with inspiring and concrete advice to businessmen and businesswomen about how they can do the same. The most compelling part of Paul's book, however, is the insight into the strengths that frequently accompany the challenges, and how difficulties in learning in the conventional sense often force a person to develop compensatory strategies. And that, in turn, can lead to what we commonly refer to as thinking outside the box. The Kinko's we've known all these years would not exist were it not for the exceptional thinking of its founder. That's a valuable message, not only for business people, but for educators and parents, and most importantly, for children who are experiencing problems with learning. It benefits us all to understand that we each have a one-of-a-kind brain, a special way of learning, and real strengths that are ours alone. For entrepreneurs and kids both, resiliency is a crucial ingredient in success, and there's no better way to reinforce that quality than by reminding us, as Paul Orfila does, that being different isn't a bad thing, and that we each have something uniquely our own to contribute. Charles R. Schwab, founder and CEO, Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated. Preface. I first met Kinko's founder, Paul Orfila, in 1997 while writing a story about him for Forbes. At the time, I had the same reaction most people do. Who is this guy? I had never met anyone like him, nor have I since. I wanted to know a lot more, but no book existed to satisfy my curiosity. Once I began to work with him one-on-one, I started to feel that the words human being don't fully capture him. I prefer to think of Paul as a weather pattern, or, as one of his partners describes him, a hurricane. Paul is a force of nature with the power to affect a lot of change in a lot of people over a lot of territory, all at once. Now, if a hurricane could talk, what would he sound like? Good question. I've done my best to translate Paul not only to the written page, but also to the linear world in which he is definitely not a resident. The truth is, he's always better in person. I hope you can hear him speak somewhere. I've never met a more circular, out-of-the-box thinker. It's often exhausting trying to keep up with him, as many of his partners can attest. But as they and I have discovered, it's worth the effort because he has an important story to tell. Important not only for business people and entrepreneurs who will benefit from his unorthodox and inspirational teaching, but for kids, teachers, and parents struggling with learning conditions like attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and dyslexia. Paul's learning opportunities, as he calls them, are a big part of the Kinko's story and of his own story. Yale dyslexia expert Sally Shaywitz defines dyslexia as a reading difficulty that is unexpected for a person's age, intelligence, level of education, or profession. Dyslexics like Paul may not be able to decode the written word the way you or I can, but they compensate for this difficulty with an extraordinary ability to see things you and I cannot. Most people underestimate or simply don't understand the exceptional talents learning opportunities can confer on the people who have them. That is what this book is about. It's the story of how Kinko's came to be and a record of the peculiar genius behind the company. Ann Marsh. Introduction. How to succeed in business without really reading. Not many kids manage to flunk the second grade, but I did. I couldn't learn the alphabet. This code called reading, so easy for other students, I found difficult to break. They read as though angels whispered into their ears. They wrote in graceful curves and perfectly straight lines. I made chicken scratches. To me, a sentence was a road map with ink stains in all the critical places. Consequently, I became a goof-off. Of the 8 schools my parents enrolled me in, 4 expelled me. In 3rd grade, my frustrated teachers sent me to a school for mentally retarded kids, housed in a teacher's residence in Hollywood. Most of my classmates suffered from Down syndrome or other conditions of severe mental and physical impairment. Fortunately, I was given an IQ test, scored 130, and rejoined the public school system. Still, things didn't get much better. I may not have been able to read, but I could find my way to the principal's office blindfolded. My typical report card came back with 2 C's, 3 D's, and an F. A brilliant tutor named Selma Hare finally managed to teach me to read, after a fashion, using phonics. I graduated from high school with a focus in woodshop, 8th from the bottom of my class of 1,200. Frankly, I still have no idea how those 7 kids managed to do worse than I did. My name is Paul Orfila. In 1970, I started a copy shop in Santa Barbara, California, in an 8-foot by 12-foot storefront next to a hamburger stand. I called it Kinko's after the nickname college friends gave me because of my kinky hair. Today, there are more than 1,200 Kinko's locations across the globe. The revenues from those stores top $2 billion annually. Federal Express, our former vendor and the new owner of Kinko's, plans to dramatically increase the number of retail outlets. I am most proud of the fact that before I retired, Fortune named Kinko's one of the best places to work in the country 3 times in a row. More than 100 of my earliest co-workers and partners are millionaires today because of what we built together at Kinko's. As someone with a condition I now know is called dyslexia, I could never have predicted I would make my name in what is essentially the reading business. Kinko's is not only a fixture on downtown street corners, but a fixture in the minds of millions of customers who use it to solve any number of their problems. Today, I spend most Mondays in an unusual spot for someone with my skill set. I'm back in Santa Barbara, not far from that first Kinko's, teaching economics to college seniors at the University of California at Santa Barbara. Naturally, I use a different teaching strategy than other teachers. I don't use a roster to take roll. I take Polaroids of each student on the first day and scrawl their first names on each one. I keep this stack of photos in my pocket and shuffle through it when I need to. When I ask them for writing assignments, which is rarely, I never want more than one single page of clear and concise prose.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?